in the triune God, in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten in prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your goodness, for this time and for the time in heaven. We thank you for your holy word, in which we are able to gather around your holy word, in his holy name. Knowing that you, through your Holy Spirit, you will open your word unto each and every one of us, to the speaker and to the listeners of the word, to what you desire. We ask for listening ears and open hearts. Only you can give it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May I relate something, a personal feelings at this moment? They differentiate amongst each other my feelings. I have this normal nervousness of keeping a sermon at summer services, even though these are only the eve of services, but still I can feel it. It was comforting. A dear brother at Hankasalmi summer services 30 years ago, he felt comforted in my words that the services before the official opening are for this reason. We examine and we see that how does the speakers, that they work at the service area. He was a good speaker and he was known throughout the country. And even preparing for these services, we have been able together rejoice. And above all, that these have become our services. This is how we feel. On my own behalf, I will welcome you to the sceneries of our shoreline, the shoreline here, to the shorelines of Keitele, where over 500 years ago came the first people living to this area, came from the Savo line, and they were from they were given the name Liimattala. That's where these people came from. And even from my mother's side, Rautiainen came to this area. And even to these dear relatives, close ones and farther off, that we can be speaking here to them. And we can proclaim the kingdom of God here. It is important. that the speakers echo throughout the service area and through different channels. We can hear this word. And all these gadgets, what is needed to relate of this message, that they would work. And those who are carrying the responsibility, that they would be given the wisdom to do it. According, even the words of the apostle come forth as he borrows the words from the Psalms. Their voice is echoed throughout the world, throughout, through the ends of the world. These are my feelings. But above all, I rejoice. But then we have the biggest reason for rejoicing, which comes through the Word of God, through the beloved Apostle John. In the first John chapter 3, writes in this way, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth not us, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know that when we shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is." These are the type of words it says here, look. It's the apostle of love, as if with a finger points, to marvel, to look. The Father, the Heavenly Father, has prepared for us in his love this. When our families often gather together to family reunions, even now this summer there are family reunions, but above all we rejoice. That is the family reunion of the children of God. It is a large reunion. It's a happy occasion. The foundation for this is this: the Heavenly Father has prepared for us. Here it is, comes forth, that above all, it does not come from us man, us people. There is not even a dust bit of it that it would be of our own merits. But it is the fatherly love that we could be today the children of God. This word, it is has been often used at the services of the believers or children of God. It often warmed my mind nearly 60 years ago. God, through his grace, helped me to find the kingdom of God through my personal repentance, when we were blessed into this family, into the care of the family of God. We had received our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You, dear brother and sister, you who have experienced this same, you remember it as a happy occasion. For this reason, we want to relate of this to our dear friends, to our relatives, and to our dear ones, that Jesus says, you have received it as a gift, and give it also as a gift. This gift of the forgiveness of sins, which we have received been able to own it through grace. We wish to share it and pass it on forward. For this reason, even at this services, that I am my own behalf, I can be inviting you. Come and see. So you can see what the Heavenly Father, even your Father, has prepared for you and what He would like to share with you, even now. Perhaps He has already spoken to you. He has invited you. He has even made it so you feel in your own conscience that you are lacking something. It's that we are longing for the grace. I'm not acceptable to God as I am of this moment. Even now, to the place where you are listening to this word, you can believe all your sins forgiven upon the Lord and Savior Jesus, in Jesus' name and blood, in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. You can believe in this way. In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven. This is the message we received and we heard, and this is the message that is proclaimed now. Everything comes from the Heavenly Father. John also says or brings forth here, we also have a destination. Beloved friends, now we are the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be. We are now here. We are travelers. We are weak. We are lacking. But we know. We know our destination. The glory of heaven, the heavenly home. That is the blessing which is proclaimed in the kingdom of God. My own grandchildren are here, and other children. It is familiar to you that at home you have heard the gospel. Forgiveness of sins has been preached, even at these services. We can be here even for this moment. You dear boys and girls, we can proclaim this same message. Even now, you can believe in Jesus' name and blood, all your sins forgiven. You can be blessed and secure. This same message is also proclaimed to the parents, to the mothers and fathers, even to the single believers, the ones who endeavor alone, or ones who may feel that they are very lonely, to the sick and to the elderly. Probably many elders are listening to this same message, especially in our locality here. There are many listeners who are about 100 years old. Just think, children, that they are 100 years old. From a grandmother in Kannonkoski, they had asked, what is the duty? Or what would you like to do at summer services? This 102-year-old, this Aino grandmother, she would like to look for a job that would be perfect for her. This has been the preparation that we have done together for these services. We have not been able to do much, us elders, for these services, but what we have done, we have sighed and we have prayed to the Heavenly Father on behalf of these services. So that's what the 100-year-olds have done. They have prayed. When they were rebuilding the city of Jerusalem, thousands of years ago, every single person built the wall of the city. There was an elderly person who could not even climb up into a tree. And it was said that he built it from the base of his bedroom. We thought that this elderly believer, we thought that he built it by praying in his evening prayers, asked and remembered. But above all, that the Heavenly Father would protect, that we would remain believing, that the word and the sermon would gather those into the kingdom of God. But it would also strengthen. That's what is also in our text. It says here, that who shall put his hope upon him will purify himself even as he is pure. We are not pure and holy in ourselves. Jesus says to his disciples, and he says even to us, the listeners of the word today, to believers, you are pure because of the word of what I have spoken of the word to you. His word is pure. He himself is pure and righteous and holy. For this reason, in the Bible it has a parable. Our catechism and even the doctrine of Christ in our Lutheran church we use, that we are clothed in the holiness of Christ. We are clothed in the purity of Christ. This garment is one that we can admire. From the oldest to the smallest listener of the word, we are pure because of his word. Through his grace word, which of his purity he led to his congregation, and it is in his kingdom, and in the kingdom of Christ, there are the open fountains that fight against sin and death. We have opened these fountains. We can go towards these fountains even personally. In confession, we can say what is bothering our conscience. And we can also hear from a brother or sister, even at home, from your believing parents. You can believe all your sins forgiven. That is the best part, as it is of in confession, as it is of repentance. You can believe upon the gospel that all your sins have been forgiven. And grace of Christ, on behalf of Christ. That's what it's like in the house of God or in the family of God, as we say that is part of living in the kingdom. It is the endeavor of a child of God that we would have the freedom and the cleanliness, the purity, that the gifts of heaven would remain. even for this reason, that we remember that we have a destination. We don't, even John speaks here, the world does not know you because they did not even know the Lord Jesus Christ. If they would have known him, they wouldn't have hung him on the cross, as the apostle says. But it is so. But even though we are foreigners and strangers in the world, we feel that we are foreigners. It is healthy and it is good, so that we do not become attached to the world. The Heavenly Father gives us feelings that we are not only meant for this temporal world, but here is both, as the apostle says. It's also for this life, and it is also for the promise of what is to become. God, the Heavenly Father, gives these good promises. It is good to be in this world, to live, to do, and to work, and to spend or live the retirement. As it has been said, that how easy we have it as being retired. That all we have to do is we have to sigh, and money will come to our account. God has taken care of our temporal life, even as we ask for the everyday bread. It is also this, that the Heavenly Father would give that portion of what we need, even in his word, in his grace gifts. Even in being a child of God and to knowing in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the most important thing in life, that we would have this outlook, that we could look to see the unseen through faith. Faith opens our eyes. And it is that the foundation for our faith, as Peter writes, is not in the unperishable. It's not in the unperishable seed. Not in the perishable seed, but in the unperishable seed. That what is preached in our midst, that there is the power of God. That is the miracle of life. Even in these temporal things may be a miracle, but above all, it is a miracle that the gift of faith is born. The gift of faith is a miracle. It is not a miracle if we deny our faith or somebody denies our faith. But those who have, for one reason or another, have denied their faith, we invite them to come back, to return. You lost children. Even at these services, there is a place for lost children. The Holy Spirit invites and gathers and reveals. This is the miracle, what he still does. Even there is the miracle of our surroundings. Even in the familiar Song of Zion, we sing, I marvel at the work of God. Even to you, boys and girls, it's a familiar song, how I marvel at the works of God. How we can marvel at the Creator of God. How it is even the gift of life. The Heavenly Father has given the gift of life even in our little garden. We have a few potatoes planted. Even now we've had over 20 potatoes that even we have not planted. They have come from the times before we have planted. Now they're growing amongst the salads and other greens. That is a miracle of God. But the biggest miracle is this, that we can be a child of God here and now as inheritors of the heavenly home. We can come to the perfect light of God. As the old speaker says, how the Mother Nature sucks away from us the poison of sin. Then a new body will rise to the day of, on the day of, on the last day. That it can be a miracle that I can be amongst that flock in a white garment, acceptable to heaven. That is only through faith. But it is possible, even though it is a miracle, it is God's miracle. It is because of the love of God. And that is where we are carried towards. Even now it is good to believe in the purity of Christ, in His perfectness, in His righteousness. All your sins forgiven to the Savior, the Lord, in His name and blood. Be blessed and be secure. From my own behalf, I ask, can I remain believing all my sins forgiven? I desire to believe together with you. We remain, as the old Song of Zion says, that grace will carry us until we make it to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.